This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Once you sue for sexual harassment, your life is an open Facebook. Carissa worked at a New York law firm and sued, alleging that a woman part in a Marianne looked at her breasts and exclaimed, "Those things are huge," and actually grabbed and squeezed her right one. Carissa also claimed that Marianne had made comments regarding her provocative style of dress and the way she looked. Carissa's duties gradually diminished, and she was eventually fired, all of which she claimed was in retaliation for her rejecting Marianne's sexual advances. Prior to trial, the firm asked to see all of Carissa's Facebook pages, including her private ones. The firm claimed those posts would show Carissa in revealing outfits and provocative poses. Carissa argued that private Facebook pages are not discoverable, but the court sided with the firm, noting while the law governing the scope of discovery of electronically stored data is still unsettled, it is beyond dispute that social media may provide a window into a plaintiff's emotional or mental state. So a posting can lead to a pasting, and what you upload may download right back. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.